This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute Grammar from the BBC.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Callum.
And me, Catherine.
Today's programme is about a couple of ways of talking about the future. The future continuous, verb form, and be plus the infinitive.
So you're to listen carefully.
Good example.
Thank you. Let's start with the future continuous, and here's an example. This time next week, I'll be sitting on a beach in Mallorca.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
So, I'll be sitting in the future continuous is an event that will be happening at a particular time in the future.
And I've already planned it. I used the time phrase this time next week. We can use other time phrases like next year.
Or tonight, for example. We can also use the future continuous to say how long we'll be doing something. So, Catherine, how long will you be staying in Mallorca?
I'll be staying in Palma for 1 week before travelling around the island.
So, Catherine used the future continuous to say she plans to stay in Palma for a week.
That's right. Now, we can also use the future continuous to say we'll be doing something while something else is happening. So, for example, Callum, while you're working at the BBC, I'll be sipping my cocktails by the hotel pool.
Yes, notice that we usually use the present continuous in the time phrase after while. Catherine said, while I'm working.
We could use when instead of while and follow it with the present simple. Here's an example.
A taxi will be waiting when you arrive.
6 Minute Grammar from the BBC.
And today we're looking at the future continuous to talk about future plans.
But we use it for other things as well. For example, we can use the future continuous to make predictions. Here's an example.
Those clouds look very dark. It'll be raining soon.
Rob knows it'll be raining soon because the sky is very dark.
We can also use the future continuous to say what we imagine to be true at the moment. Listen to this example.
You can't ring Abdul now. It's 2 o'clock in the morning in Dubai. He'll be sleeping.
We don't know for certain that Abdul's sleeping, but it's likely.
Sometimes we use the future continuous in a question when we want to be polite. Here's an example.
Will you be staying for dinner?
You're listening
to bbclearningenglish.com.
We form the future continuous with subject plus will or won't plus be and the ing form of the main verb. Here are some examples.
I'll be sitting by the pool. I won't be taking any work with me. They'll be arriving after midnight.
Notice that we usually use contracted forms, so I'll and won't.
For questions, it's will or won't plus subject plus be plus the ing form of the verb.
Why will they be arriving so late tonight?
So that's a future continuous. Now let's look at be plus the infinitive.
We sometimes use this to tell someone what they must or mustn't do. Here are some examples.
Students are to enter the hall from the back. You're not to go out without telling me.
We often find this structure in more formal English, for example, to describe official arrangements.
The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge are to visit Singapore next month.
Or in media reports to say what will almost certainly happen. We form this structure with subject plus be plus the infinitive with to. Listen to this example.
A man is to appear in court later today, charged with murder.
For the negative, it's subject plus be plus not plus the infinitive with to.
You are not to go to bed late tonight.
And remember, we often use short forms like you're not and he isn't.
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
We're talking about the future continuous tense and be plus the infinitive.
So to recap, we use the future continuous to describe plans at a particular time in the future or for how long we'll be doing something.
We also use it for predictions.
And for polite inquiries and to say what we assume is happening.
We use be plus the infinitive for future events which involve instruction or necessity.
And for official arrangements or reports saying what will almost certainly happen. Now, time for our quiz. Which is correct, A or B? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, A, I work in New York next summer. Or B, I'll be working in New York next summer.
It's B.
Correct. Number two, A, students are not to bring their cars to school. Or B, students are not bring their cars to school.
It's A.
That's right. Finally, number three, I'll be working hard while you relaxing in the sun. Or B, I'll be working hard while you're relaxing in the sun.
It's B.
Correct. And that's the end of the programme. There's lots more about this on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Do join us again for more 6-Minute Grammar soon. Goodbye.
Bye.